What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Mater Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well now, News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly joins us to answer your tech questions. Get them to us now by texting 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Before we get to the questions, Jess, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How's things?
Good. So the big news, I suppose, from Microsoft, Windows 11 is now available. So what do we need to know?
What you need to know is that this is a non-essential update that will be offered to you over the next little while. You may have already been offered it since October the 5th when it was made available. But the thing to know with this type of update, although we constantly say, you know, anytime software updates come out, you should update them for security reasons, this is not one of those times. This is more of a cosmetic change to how your laptop will look. You may remember Windows 8 came out a few years ago, and that was a bit of a flop. That was where they tried to really shake up how Windows looked on your device. The start menu was slightly different. You had these live tiles that would showcase the functionality and some of the features of some of the apps and so on. It completely died a death. They brought out Windows 10, which is what the majority of us use today. And now Windows 11 is making small changes, so not quite as dramatic as the changes that we saw with Windows 8. But things like, for example, the start menu is going to be in the middle of the taskbar at the bottom of your screen. So at the moment, it's on the left-hand side. Now with Windows 11, it'll be in the center. They've also completely got rid of the live tiles. So when you open your start menu, it'll almost look a bit like the apps on an Android smartphone.
Okay.
So you can see that they're borrowing a bit from Apple Mac OS and they're borrowing a bit from Android OS. And it looks quite good, but I wouldn't be rushing to update it right now.
Generally, they have to tweak these things over a period of months before everyone is entirely happy with them. But will every machine that's currently running Windows 10 be able to run Windows 11, or are there bigger demands?
There are bigger demands, and this is something that people have to be so mindful of, because over the coming weeks and months, you're going to see screenshots and video capture of Windows 11 and think, oh God, that looks amazing. I want to have it on my device right now. But this is a demanding operating system, and there are minimum requirements for your device to know if you can host it. So just because you run Windows 10 doesn't mean you'll automatically be able to run Windows 11. The key spec that you need is at least a gigahertz or a faster chipset. You'll also need a 64-bit processor and the minimum of 4 gigs of RAM. And that's where some devices may fall down. Mm. I know it often sounds like we only talk about devices that have 4 to 6 gigs of RAM, but some of the more affordable devices, for example, may not quite have that 4 gigs of RAM. Therefore, you will not be able to run Windows 11.
So Jess, if I want to check if my machine has these capabilities, you know, for people who just like driving a car, they don't know what goes on under the bonnet. They just sit into the car, put it in gear and off they go. So for people who run a computer in this way, it's only, you know, its usefulness that they cherish, not what goes on under the bonnet. How do they find out what their machine has in terms of the processor, the chipset, the RAM and so on?
Yeah, this again, it's not as clean cut as many people would like. Going to the settings and all the rest, you still have to know what you're looking for. The easiest thing to do is go to microsoft.com/Windows and then download. There's a health check app that you can download. And what that will do is it'll run in the background of your device, and it will tell you if you have the spec required to be able to host Windows 11. And then if you do, you may not be able to download Windows 11 right away because they are staggering out the rollout, I suppose. But as soon as it becomes available, you will be offered it and you can then decide to download or not.
Now, I have a Surface laptop, which is made by Microsoft. You've got a 3-year-old one. I've got one that's older than that again. That's not going to make the cut, is it?
No, unfortunately. Now, look, according to the health check, it won't work. However, I do know a number of people who have managed to download it through sort of roundabout ways. So look, there's ways of making it work if you want, but as the health check says at this moment in time, no, it will be very much based on the spec that we just read out there. So downloading the health check app is vitally important. And I have a different device actually that's only a year old, and it will take Windows 11, but I'm not updating it just yet because there have been reports of a few bugs, a few snags, that type of thing. So I'm going to hold out for now. And it's also worth noting that, Microsoft says they're going to continue to support Windows 10 up until 2025. So you're in no rush at all to update if you don't want to.
All right. Okay, Jess, lots of questions coming in for you. Will you please ask Jess, is it safe for me to download the Huawei App Gallery so I may pair my new Huawei Fit watch? My phone is a OnePlus 8. I have tried numerous times with the Huawei Health app from the Google Play Store, but it's just not working. My phone warns me against downloading any third-party app, and so I'm stuck with a new watch that I can't use. That's from Carol.
Yeah, that's a pain in the face. It is completely safe to download the Huawei App Gallery. It's not as straightforward as it used to be to sync up some of the Huawei accessories with Android devices. You do need those bridge apps from the Huawei App Gallery, but it is safe to do so. So yes, work away.
But it appears it's not letting her, but you think she can, she should be able to do it.
So it's not letting her download the Huawei Health app from the Google Play Store, but she can download the Huawei App Gallery, which is Huawei's version of the App Store, if you follow. So
I've got
she'll
you.
need to put that on and then go in through there to get the Health app and the Huawei Wearable app, and from then it should work. So it's a bit more complex than it used to be.
Susie says, I need to purchase a laptop for my 13-year-old for school this weekend. It really is just for Google Classroom and internet. Can you recommend one that won't break the bank?
Yeah, if it's for those purposes that you've just mentioned there, I would absolutely look at a Chromebook. There are some great offers at the moment in the likes of Currys PC World and DID, and things like the Asus C223. This is an 11.6-inch Chromebook. It's incredibly basic, but it's 220 quid and will do exactly what you've asked for there. So that would be my recommendation.
Hi Jess, after installing iOS 15, my iCloud 5 gig allowance can't back up because apparently I've used it all up, yet I'd no problem before the update. I deleted photos from iCloud, also deleted apps I didn't need. I turned photos to off and deleted them from iCloud, but all of this made no difference. I had no problem with backup before this update. I don't want to purchase more memory. That's from Barry.
Yeah, interesting. The iOS update shouldn't automatically take space from your iCloud, so I'm not quite sure why that would be. I'm not 100% sure what the best thing to do is because you said that you've gone through and deleted photographs. That would be the biggest drain of your cloud storage. So I do think if you log into iCloud.com on a browser, so do it on your laptop, for example, and if you go into settings, and that will give you a full breakdown of what is using it. But iOS 15 shouldn't be impacting there. So I don't know if something else might be at play. It could be, say, for example, your WhatsApp might have backed up and maybe you've got a lot of video content. Something small like that could be the issue. But if you go to iCloud.com, you should be able to see from there.
Fascinating one here. I recently discovered that my Netflix account was hijacked. The hacker managed to change the username and password. Netflix support was able to restore my account. But how was it possible for this to happen? And could the perpetrator be identified from the device usage logs if I pass them on to the Gardaí? That's from John.
Yeah, it is incredibly fascinating. This happened to me before, whereby someone gained access to my account and managed to change the password. Netflix support, there's a phone number that you can call if you do get targeted. They were incredibly helpful and they managed to help in different ways. It could be things like your email and password combination were uploaded onto the dark web, onto those databases that are for sale. It could just be, a spam bot was working in the background trying to crack your code and got in that way. There are so many different ways that this could have happened. I actually spoke to the acting director of the National Cybersecurity Center on Tech Talk recently, and he said that although sometimes cyber criminals do get caught, they're using a lot of technology to help hide their identity. So handing over things like the IP address doesn't necessarily mean they'll be caught. But if you want to pursue it, it absolutely is worth pursuing.
Will the Windows 11 update mess with the program files folder? That's from Kieran and Sandy Mount.
So what you're being told and advised to do is to back everything up first and foremost. It shouldn't impact any of your program files, but they always recommend that you carry out a backup to ensure that any of your documents and so on are working fine. And then this is something that you need to be mindful of. And it happened a little bit with iOS 15 on iPhones, for example. When you update your operating system, all of the programs that you use may not be updated to work with the operating system. So just be mindful of that. If there are any programs that you need that are vital to your day-to-day functions, look up and see if they are compatible with the operating system first and foremost. That's why I am holding off on the update as of yet.
I believe anyway, Jess, from the invitation that I got from them to upgrade, as most people will be getting that invitation to upgrade to Windows 11, you can download it, but you can reverse out of it, I think, for a period of a few weeks.
Yeah, you have a 6-week kind of window to get rid of it and to revert to your previous version. But my advice would be just hold out on updating in the first place for another wee while yet. Once they've sort of ironed out all of the snags, then it will be perfect to update from there.
Okay, quick bargains seekers. Could Jess recommend an affordable tablet for a 6- and 8-year-old just to watch Netflix and stuff like that?
Yeah, the Lenovo M10 is incredibly affordable. It runs Android, it's a 10.1-inch screen, and it is very good value at around 150 quid.
And a final one is about, can I get a decent printer with cartridges that don't cost an arm and a leg? That's from Ado.
Yes, there is a Canon Pix, it is a HP printer that is incredibly affordable. The code name on it is HP Envy 6020E. It's very affordable and the ink cartridges are very accessible too.
Very good. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Thank you very much.